Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Cal Walters and Tom Claxton, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show and very important show coming up for you today. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline. And both of these ladies are in the studio with us to stay. How about that? That's awesome. Go ahead, Cal.
That is awesome. We want to thank all of our sponsors, and of course, you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And also, SBN's about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always call in to join the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out. It's on the TuneIn app for your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5. If you like to listen on demand, our podcasts are up on most of the major podcasting shows, and that's for our regularly aired programs. If you like to listen to Tom's Tirade on demand, that is at castbox.com. Also, check us out on Facebook. Posted some information there earlier today. And also, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. Again, we got a packed show, a very important show coming up for you tonight. So if we can't get to everything, or if you'd like more information on the topics that we cover, you can always check out the stack at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SBN, with September being Suicide Prevention Month, yesterday was Suicide Prevention Day. We'll be talking with Ms. Sarah Bumgarner and Candace Headland from Lifeline's Counseling Services. They will share the services that LCS can offer our veterans and military service members and their families. Also, a new survey shows strong support for President Trump in the veterans community. We'll give you the details. We also remember 9/11 and Benghazi, which was also occurred on 9/11. And, you know, Tom, I haven't seen as much coverage about Benghazi as I have 9/11, the original 9/11, but we'll talk about it. And in accordance with the topic of the day, Tom's tirade on suicide is painless. But first, a new report on suicide in the military reveals some rather stark facts, Tom. And I got this, and it just came out in the last couple of days. But and I know you're going to touch on some of these numbers, the numbers that they talk about prior to this year because of when this came out. But military suicides have reached their highest rate since record keeping began after 9/11. I mean, just the headline itself is disturbing. But it goes on to say, says, you know, suicide remains a rare event among U.S. troops. 325 active duty members died by suicide in 2018. That's the highest number since the DoD began collecting the data in 2001. And it exceeds the record, which was set in 2012. And the numbers aren't good, Tom. The numbers from the Defense Suicide Prevention Office, 139 active duty soldiers, 68 sailors, 60 airmen, and 58 Marines died by suicide last year, 40 more than the previous year. So, Tom, the numbers aren't going in the right direction when you look at it.
No, they're certainly not. They continue to climb, and we've actually had a couple of those occur here in the Mobile area. It's, you know, I see Sarah Savoy shaking her head. She's certainly aware of that. And I was aware of the one of our Marines, active Marines. He was a recruiter in Montgomery and took his life here in the Mobile area and left a wife and two kids. And just, you know, floored me, man. I just couldn't figure it out. But, you know, we don't know what's in these guys' heads and what their problems are.
Well, and again, that is part of the problem, Tom. And while the military suicides reflect a national trend, and this is even disturbing, Tom, the U.S. suicide rate has increased by 33% since 1999. This is even scarier. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among people 10 to 34 years old. I mean, that's a frightening thought.
That is just really an unbelievable figure, and I know both of these ladies sitting here going, yeah, we know all about that, and I'm sure that y'all been confronted with that, haven't you, Sarah?
Yes, sir, we have, and, you know, we're trying our best to kind of get the word out about how preventable suicide is, and hopefully we can cover some of that tonight.
All right, awesome. These ladies got a lot of information,
well,
Cal.
Tom, absolutely, and I know we're going to cover a lot with them. But the analysis of suicides in 2017, and here's because we talked about mental health last week, Tom, but roughly half of those who committed suicide in that year had a known mental health condition. Mm-hmm. Half had had contact with the military health system within 90 days of their death. So, Tom, that tells me that there's got to be some red flags that somebody in the DOD healthcare system would know about there, Tom.
Well, you would,
but we're still not able.
You would certainly think so. I just got a report today from one of our guys with the Fight or Die rowing group that they had a big fundraising out in Denver, Colorado, and one of their buddies was in there, and he was retired, I think, retired Army. And he just had a blast, and they all had a great big old time and all. He walked out of there. An hour later, he killed himself. And, I mean, you know, all those guys are tore up.
Yeah, and it is, Tom. It's just, it's remarkably, it's remarkable in the numbers. Even though when you look at the total numbers of suicides within the military, it is a small percentage, but the increase is what's disturbing. Of course, when you have something like that where, you know, these guys are locked in, they're within a community, and they still go out and do it, you really can do nothing but scratch your head. For 2019, they've started tracking the numbers, and here's a number that really should be disturbing. The Air Force, which actually saw a decline last year, and it was the only service to see a decline, but thus far they have had 78 airmen take their lives in 2019, nearly 30 more than this time last year. If they don't do something to change it, they'll basically make up half of those who commit suicide if the numbers stay true, Tom.
And Cal, can I say something to that real quick? One of our board members has an active military son that's in the Air Force, and it's funny that you mentioned that because we were just talking about this yesterday, and he was telling me how they The entire Air Force had a resiliency tactical pause, so RTP day, and they paused all operations to focus on resiliency with the program, the entire DoD program, and began based on the work of Dr. Martin Siegelman, and just kind of went over some of the things to look for in their buddies and what they could do as a unit.
Right. Yeah. So they did jump right in the middle of it and do something.
That was this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yes, yes. That story is in the stack. But Tom, that's an entire Air Department of Defense wing that basically stood down for a day to try to combat this, and it's frightening,
Fighting
Tom. It really is. Hey, on the other side of the break. We'll have more with Sarah, and we'll also speak with Candace Headland from Lifeline Counseling Services when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
This is the end, beautiful friend.
I've been a soldier since I was 19. And I still haven't learned how to wait for it. I wanted a mission for my sins. They gave me one.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans. For the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Our number is 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. And I know that last spot we had was with our legal Colin Kimmerly, and he's going to be joining us next week on the show to talk about a pretty major ruling for veterans. Well, actually, a couple of major rulings for veterans coming out of the court system. So you'll definitely want to join us next week to pick up on the information that he has. But it is an honor to be joined today by Ms. Sarah Bumgarner and Candace Headland from Lifelines Counseling Services. Ladies, welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Thanks so much for having us. Thank you.
It looks like both of these ladies read the answer to all the questions, you know? So I'm just going to throw it out there, and y'all pick up on whichever one of you wants to handle it. But, you know, we've had the privilege of being able to help sponsor and promote your organization here for 5, 6, 8 months now. But for the benefit of our listeners out there, what is Lifelines Counseling Service?
So Lifelines Counseling Service is a local nonprofit in the community. We serve Southwest Alabama and cover with a variety of services from family counseling, financial counseling. We have crisis services, victims of crime services, and then we run the United Way 211 resource line.
Now that United Way 211 line, that is that a nationwide number, 211?
Yes, anyone can dial 211 from any phone and get a list of resources in their area. So we answer it for Southwest Alabama, covering 8 counties.
Do you actually, does a counselor answer the phone, or just it is answered and then they direct them to the proper area or counsel service that they need?
So we have trained call center specialists that answer the 211 line, and basically we provide resources for their area. So it could be anything from counseling to basic human needs like food, clothing, shelter. It could be bill pay assistance. It could be senior citizens services.
I need to call that line.
Veteran services and benefits. And just the call center specialists are trained to navigate through the resource list and find what kind of services the person might be in need of.
Now, how much area do you cover with your services out of this particular office? Are you just located right here in the Mobile area?
Right. So our location is located right here in Mobile. We do have staff that travel up to like Clark, Washington counties, Jackson, Alabama, different places like that, depending on what services might be needed.
Okay. What about now, are these services just for veterans, or can anyone that has a crisis be able to utilize that number?
Anyone can call 211. Moms, dads,
teenagers,
employed, unemployed, teenagers, people call all the time for, you know, if it's summertime, maybe food for the summer, or if it's, Christmas time, like if there's any Christmas present giveaways or Thanksgiving meal giveaways or, different things like that. So
that is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. So we have a whole database that we have a specialist that keeps up with the local community resources and tries to update that database on a regular, basis, and so that whenever people do call, they get the most accurate information.
That is so neat. Now, we talked about the fact that the veterans now, if they're veterans or if they're active vets, what about their families? Can they participate in that as well?
Yeah, so the resources are available for anyone, like we said. So veterans families, of course, are included, but also counseling services. We provide counseling for the veterans and their family members. For the financial counseling, we provide counseling for them and their family members. And it's because we get certain funding and certain grants that we can use specifically designated for veterans. And I think that's one of the most significant things about this program is that a lot of times, when a veteran's back into the community, they might not know what's there. They've been gone overseas or wherever they are for so long. Yeah. By the time they get back, they might not know that there's a new program for housing or financial counseling or things like that. And because we do have a, trained call specialist, we can say, hey, are you a veteran or not? And if they identify, we'll say, well, the problem that you're talking about, did you know that there's, ABC available?
Right. There's service available for that.
And we can help you navigate the forms or get in touch with the right person or get you to the person that you need to talk to about this thing.
In that regard, then, you could also take care of the veteran's relatives, that the wife would maybe here with a couple of kids or something, and she's in distress, and car's broke, or she's having problems with food or a baby formula
exactly.
or whatever.
Exactly, yes, exactly, yeah.
So you guys are in a position to direct them in the right area so that they can be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. So as many resources are available, that's the only problem is sometimes, unfortunately, they might call that resource and they're saying, oh, well, we won't have anything till next month, or, you'll have to get on a waiting list or whatever, because the needs are high in our community.
Well, in your position, or in regards to your organization, you are already funded. And is this funded by a business grant, or is this a federal grant? I heard you say grants.
Well, through the Veterans Initiative, we're working with the Community Foundation of South Alabama. They have a huge push on veterans services right now, and one of their areas that they have decided to work with is the 211 call line to help get the resources to veterans.
Well, you've got the resources. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. You have the system already in place. So
right. So they're helping us make sure that the word gets out to the veterans so they know, because they did a study, and Candace can talk more a little bit about that, with South Alabama and the University of Alabama about what the highest needs are for veterans in our specific counties that we work with. And so one of them was, how can they learn about what they need?
That's neat. Candace, do you have something to add to that?
So we've created a resource guide with for the veterans in our area. The task force I work on is specifically for suicide and identifying why they complete in our area. So there's several different task force, and there's one for our area that's specific, so we can find out what our community needs are.
And did you say a while ago that you might go out to some certain areas, different areas, to call on these places? Is it like schools or colleges or something, or what?
So my role is to go out and educate on suicide prevention. So I go to schools, I go to businesses, other organizations, and help get the word out on what the signs are of suicide ideation.
So you actually, Duke, get a chance to contact our college students or our high school students?
Yes, yes.
That is awesome. You know, that's so neat. You know, and here we are. It's one of the reasons that I'm so glad that these people are working with us here so that we can get the word out to our audience. We've had the pleasure of being on the air here for 10, 11 years now, so we've got a lot of people out there that listen and participate. And it's neat. And you do a good job, sir.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this for about 4 years. So, you know, and one of the things that I love about our job is that the people that we work with are so passionate about what they do. And I mean, you can see it even just in talking to Candace right now, like how passionate she is about getting this education out into our community.
Oh, sure.
Because it does make a difference in people's lives. Yeah. You know, what is that thing, the more you know?
Yeah, well, what about, what do you charge? Is there a charge to anybody that calls in or your services?
No, those services are free. And the suicide prevention education is also free.
Unbelievable. You know, who would have thought? All right, Cal.
Well, you know, Tom, one of the things that jumps out, we've got to get them down to the South Alabama Veterans Council
to
let them know what is available, especially with the suicide prevention side of it. I know the SAVC was instrumental in working with the Community Foundation on that the report that came out. Sure. So it'd be great to have these ladies come down and talk with them. But real quick, ladies, where can folks go for more information, website or Facebook?
The lifelinesmobile.org.
Great. Well, on the other side of the break, we'll talk more. Talk suicide prevention with Sarah and Candace. We'll return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Our numbers, 343-0106 or 866-983-2777 to join in the discussion. And check us out on Facebook, a lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN.
And we certainly want to thank the folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship USS Alabama, Memorial Park, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline, and we're blessed to have them in the studio with us.
We're so glad to be here.
Yeah. Absolutely. We've got Ms. Sarah Bumgarner and Candace Headland from Lifeline's Counseling. You know, September, we talked about, Tom, September Suicide Prevention Month. Yesterday was Suicide Prevention Day. A report out recently says that veterans are more likely than civilians to die by suicide, twice as likely as civilians to die by suicide. It was a Department of Veterans Affairs report that came out on Monday. Candace, you're the suicide prevention educator with Lifelines, and we've talked about some really shocking statistics about suicide in our veterans and our military. What are you seeing in this in our local communities?
So what I hear a lot recently, actually, is that the female rates are two times higher in female veterans than they are in, I guess, the average female population. So that has been interesting. They're also much more likely to use a firearm than most females try to use pills as well. So that that is something different in that population. So it's something that we've been looking at a lot.
Well, why do you think that
Go
ahead, Cal.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
I say, why do you think that the veterans are more likely to commit suicide than those in the civilian world?
So we see a lot of perceived burdenness, which is what a term that psychologist Joyner coined, and that is that they feel like they are a burden on someone. And so it doesn't mean that they actually are, or that anyone else is perceiving them as a burden, but it means that they feel as though they are a burden.
Well, that was one of the questions that I was going to ask you, is what are some of the reasons that these people contemplate suicide? And it's the fact that they may feel like they are a burden to their mm-hmm. families and, mm-hmm. and other individuals that they love and care for?
Yes. Also the sense of belonging. So being a part of the military, when they're deployed, they often feel a sense of family from that. And so when they come home, they don't have that anymore. And so that also plays a part in it as well.
Well, when we're in service, we're attached to a group, usually a company or a platoon or a squad or something mm-hmm. of that nature. And so that gets to be your family, those immediate mm-hmm. people, whether it's 5, 6, or 7, or it could be 60 or 80. But you feel like that is your immediate family. And then when you come home, you don't have all of that camaraderie of all these people around you, and nobody knows you, nobody knows what you're doing. You've been overseas or been in conflict, so it's a heck of a stress on the mentality of our vets to do this. Have you seen that, Sarah, or what?
Yeah, and I think too, like when you go over there multiple times the same group, or you meet people over there and from different. Squads or whatever, and y'all become friends, and mm-hmm. then they go back to Texas or whatever, and then you're coming back to Alabama. So
yeah, I'm going to go back and help my buddies.
Right.
And I want to go back and protect my buddies. They protected me. Now here I am at home. I'm not doing anything. I need to go back. I need to get back in that. And that's hard for them to comprehend and to accept. So.
Mm-hmm. And some other things that are reported on is just, limited job opportunities. So then that leads to financial difficulties strains on marriages and, family relationships you get back. And so just there's a number of different things. And I know Candace had talked about some other ones, too, as far as the mental health division of that.
Yeah, well, Candace, what are some of the things that Lifeline can do to help someone considering suicide? How do y'all approach that?
So at Lifelines, we mentioned the 211 line. That is really a crucial part because they can call. I know Mary took a call. Mary Howard's our team lead, and she took a crisis call one time and ended up that the person was struggling financially, having trouble getting a job, and she helped them find job placement and referred them to the resources that they needed to get back on their feet. So we can do that. We have our family counseling component as well. And then we also house the National Suicide Prevention Line at Lifelines as well.
That's neat. Now, what if one of our listeners out there knows someone that they think are showing the signs that they're, that we've mentioned here, what should they do? I mean, should they call in and tell about can you call in and tell about your buddy or your girlfriend or the girl or whatever or the lady or my guy? What do you do?
So this is a hotline basically for anyone that is having emotional distress. So if they feel that their loved one or someone they're close to is experiencing these warning signs, then they can call in on behalf of them as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so you have offer ongoing counseling for veterans and our other individuals or veterans' families?
We do veterans and veteran families.
Okay. Where are you guys located, and how should people get in touch with you? Sarah?
Well, we're located at 705 Oak Circle Drive, off Cottage Hill Road, kind of near Big Time Diner. if anybody knows where that delicious place is.
I certainly do.
So you can call the, like she said, you can call 211 and get resources. You can certainly always 24/7 call the Suicide Prevention Lifeline. So what they say is just 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. And that'll take you straight to the Veterans Crisis Line. Okay. And just to note, that's for anyone. Not, you don't have to be in crisis, or you don't have to be, you know, suicide. If you just want to call and talk,
okay,
that line is there. That's a free service for anyone who wants to call if you want to talk through some things. And you can call Lifeline's Counseling Services at 251-602-0909, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Okay. We've got about a minute or so left. I might go in through those phone numbers again and go through them real slow and indicate what those phone numbers are for in case we have somebody out there. If any of you guys and gals out there want to write these numbers down, get your pencil and paper, and let's get ready. She's going to give them to you.
So the main one I want to give out is the Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and it's available 24 hours every day, 1-800-273-8255, and press 1. If you are looking for resources in the area, you can call during business hours, 211. If it's after business hours, you can leave a message and they will follow up with you the next day. And then if you want to call to make a counseling appointment or a financial counseling, family counseling, anything like that, you can call the 251-602-0909, and that's Lifeline's Counseling Services.
Cool. You ladies are doing an awesome job. We appreciate what you're doing, and we appreciate the fact that you actually have the funds to be able to do it. Yeah. It's been a pleasure having you on today. Cal, you want to close us out?
I absolutely do. I want to thank you for all the great information, and thank you and Lifelines for serving our veterans and our military service members. It's great to know that literally help is just a phone call away, but it's up to all of us. Like we say all the time, Tom, it's up to us to make sure that nobody falls through the cracks. We got to look out for our brothers and sisters out there to make sure that they get the services they need. But anyway, on the other side of the break, Tom's tirade on suicide is painless. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Coming around.
What is your major malfunction?
And now, the original pork-eating crusader,
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Killing is easy. We as humans have been doing it since the dawn of time with Cain and Abel by the jawbone of an ass. See, the Democrats did start the whole damn thing. Or, for you Darwinists out there, since Arthur Clarke brought the monolith to the apes. Since then, we humans have become increasingly adept at killing and refining our art of war. We have evolved from the jawbone to the slingshot, from the musket to the 50 cal, from the catapult to the mortar, from the spear to the cruise missile, from line of sight to laser guided. Along the way, we have perfected the art of raining death upon our enemies, but we have yet to comprehend the truly human toll of the carnage. No, not the collateral damage that is so often spoken of in the apologetic press, but the effect that war has upon those who wage it, specifically our men and women in uniform. To put it into perspective, the year was 2012 and the suicide rate amongst the nation's active duty military personnel spiked, eclipsing the number of troops dying in battle and on a pace to set a record annual high since the start of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, as reported by the Pentagon. Suicides continued to increase as the United States military and the VA stepped up efforts to provide mental health, drug and alcohol, and financial counseling services. In 2012, the military reported that there had been 354 suicides among active duty troops through this year, a rate of nearly one each day. That number represented an 18% increase over the 130 active duty military suicides for the same period in 2011. A lot of discouraging numbers, but no solutions in sight. I made those comments in my tirade on June of 2012. Unfortunately, we have been asked to accept a, quote, new norm of suicides amongst our active military and veterans. That's right. Just deal with it, according to a report from USA Today. A little background first, though. The Army suicide rate for active duty soldiers averaged nearly 11 per 100,000 from September 11, 2001, until shortly after the Iraq invasion in 2004. It more than doubled over the next 5 years, and with the exception of a spike in 2012, has remained largely constant at 24 to 25 per 100,000. Roughly 20 to 25% higher than a civilian population of the same age and gender makeup as the military. And according to the experts, there is no answer in sight. David Rudd, president of the University of Memphis, who served on a panel of scientists that reviewed military mental health programs and issued a critical report in 2014, has commented, quote, "Years of relative stability at these profoundly higher rates may well be the new normal. So, let's just throw up our hands and surrender. I have no doubt that suicides did in fact occur in prior conflicts, but the Department of Defense only started tracking them since 1980, which makes it difficult to provide any valid comparisons with prior conflicts, such as World War II, Korea, or Vietnam. Many have attempted to place the blame for the ongoing rash of suicides on the current scenario in which a bulk of service members have been subjected to multiple deployments or the dire financial straits which face our military and their families with the never-ending summers of recovery. I would challenge both assertions. Although there are no records of suicides from World War II, the topic is a rarity in the many memoirs and books of the period. And our fighting men of the day were facing the Great Depression at home and in enlistment periods for the duration plus 6 months. Yeah, that's right. And yet they fought and died in combat, not by their own hand. Perhaps what is equally distressing is that those in power seem to have no clue as to how to defuse the current situation, except to innocently claim that they need to hire more mental health professionals, most of whom have no experience in combat. However, in their attempts to compartmentalize the pieces of the problem, they fail to recognize that the suicide epidemic is not confined to the active duty force. In fact, as we have reported on numerous occasions on the Scuttlebutt Network, it is estimated that 22 of our nation's veterans commit suicide every day, a majority of whom are plugged into the VA system. Unfortunately, what the mental health professionals, military brass, may be missing is that while this generation rightly deserves to be called the greatest generation of our lifetimes, they are dramatically different from the World War II predecessors. While no one would question their patriotism, they have been reared on instant gratification and weaned on the almighty Xbox. Theirs is a culture of Red Bull, monster drinks, and adrenaline-fueling thrill-seeking. They live for the high, and for them, the military becomes a natural outlet forthwith. However, when the high fades and the PlayStation cannot provide their fix, they are faced with a harsh reality. War is not a game. The killing is real, as are the mental wounds which never truly heal. And while you can restart the mission on Call of Duty, the effects of such suicide are permanent, painful, and selfish. We as a nation owe it to those who have taken the oath to ensure that they are embraced and that we never fail to give them and their families the support that they deserve. Killing is easy. It is living that can often be difficult. Our only alternative is to lose a generation of our heroes to their own misguided sense of worthlessness, and in doing so, lose ourselves in our own isolation. We should remember that we, as veterans, are the first line of defense against our brothers and sisters taking their own lives. We must ensure that no one is left behind and alone to fall through the cracks. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Clutcher.
Where's your drill sergeant, men?
Hold up, sir!
Hold up, sir!
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM. Streaming live at scuttlebuttnetwork.com along with Tom Claxton. I'm Cal Walters. A couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, there's a story in the stack. We really didn't get to it. We may cover it a little bit more. But there's a Pew study that has recently been released that says that those who went to war after 9/11 are different from the generations of veterans who went before them, and they're more likely, what they say, to bear the scars of battle, both physically and mentally. And some of that feeds into what we've been talking about in terms of the suicide rate amongst our veterans. And the problem is, Tom, with all the money and resources that the VA has, they haven't been able to stop the scourge of veteran suicide. And so it's disturbing, but like I said, it's one of those things. We have to be able to do it in our local communities, and that's why it's so great to have folks like Lifeline's Counseling Services here to work with our veterans. And so it's just something that we have to continue to look at veteran to veteran to make sure that nobody falls through the cracks. Another survey out of Pew Research says that the majority of veterans said they support President Donald Trump as leader of the armed forces, and they actually support most of his policies as well, Tom. And of course, that's one thing that we've talked about is when it comes to elections, the groups, the Republicans and the Democrats, they want to try to chisel away and earn that veterans vote, because with you have 20 million veterans out there, Tom. That's a large voting block. If they all voted together, they could probably get anything.
Oh yeah, they could get anything they want if we just all stick together.
Oh, well, that's part of it, sticking together. But, Tom, it is 9/11, and all throughout the day they've been running. It's surprising, I think it's the History Channel, but they've been running shows remembering 9/11. Here we are 18 years later, but let's not forget that we lost an ambassador and three brave Americans in Benghazi,
right,
on 9/11, 2012, and of course, pick your sides, but that you can say whether or not the support that they needed was there, but we still lost Americans, and that was another 9/11 attack. So we can never let our guard down on 9/11. But anyway, so we want to thank the ladies from LCS for being with us, and that's going to bring us to the close of tonight's edition of the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. We thank you for joining us, and hopefully you'll join us again soon. Until then, please keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those that are in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!